This is Jen Hale, and I'm reading From the Long Past and Other Stories by Jen Hale. And the section I'm reading from is an introduction to Betty, one of the dinosaurs that I've reintroduced into this steampunk Wild West sort of story. I hope you enjoy it. Rays of setting sunlight shot between the jagged peaks of the surrounding mountains. Up in the cliffs, a pack of coyotes howled high and long against the wails of a flock of pterosaurs. Grover shifted in his saddle and tipped back his wide-brimmed hat. He hadn't been down to the Wilder house in years, and in truth he had no right or reason to go now. If he possessed a drop of common sense, he'd turn around right now and ride back to his room in the Cody's boarding house. Because what the blazes was he going to do when he got there? Hitch Betty to a post with a bunch of nervous horses and stroll in through the front door like he'd mistaken himself for a man of high society rather than the son of a former cook? Beneath him, Betty ruffled her rust-speckled feathers. She twisted her long neck back to cast him that eerie owl-like stare of hers. Grover reached out and stroked the warm blue skin beneath her huge amber eyes. In response, she produced a sweet little chirp, then picked up her pace, carrying Grover down the road at a breathtaking clip. Betty was no more natural to this world than the hulking, toothy giants that stalked the mountains. Grover knew that. But he'd found Betty 5 years ago, still trapped in an egg at an abandoned nest, and something about her plaintive peeping had moved him. Maybe he'd just been too lonely out in the woods with no company but his own memories of Lawrence. He didn't know. Whatever the reason, he hadn't left her to die. Instead, he'd carefully pried the shell open and kept the little beast fed and warm all through the fall and winter. In spring, he brought her back with him into town, and it had caused a stir. But Betty liked to show off, and that made it easy to demonstrate how well he'd trained her. Both Robert Hame and William Blackhell had offered to buy her off of him. Grover declined as politely as he knew how, and sold them the hides and feathers of other dinosaurs instead. To stable her, he'd handed over an extra pound of salt, alongside the pelts and dried meat that he normally traded George Cody for his room and board. Round the dinner table in the boarding house, George reckoned Betty was some kind of early relation to an ostrich. He was a firm believer in Mr. Darwin's evolution theory. He'd shown several lithographs from his fine volumes of natural science books, but comparing an ostrich to Betty was like comparing a canary to an eagle. She stood hip to hip with most horses, and instead of tiny wings, she possessed feathered arms, ending in three taloned fingers. Claws like bowie knives tipped each of her long toes, and her plumed tail rippled with so much muscle that she could lash even the meanest dog 10 feet in the air. Though tonight, Grover hoped that no one would be setting the dogs on him and Betty,